That's the sound of Roxette with I Was So Lucky. 29 minutes now before 9 o'clock on Over 103.5. Your life, your music. It is a Thursday morning, and it's a very special Thursday morning. It is World Rhino Day. And of course, Namibia, we know all about poaching and things like that. And it's very, very concerning what is happening to our rhinos. So it's definitely something that is in focus specifically today. I'm joined now by Jaco Müller. Jaco Müller is a man who has started a project called Rhino Mama. Jaco, good morning. Nice to talk to you.
Morning. Thanks. It's a privilege to talk to you guys.
Jaco, where are you at the moment? Are you on the farm?
Yes, I'm actually standing here with the rhinos at the moment. There's another radio station also have a live broadcast here from the Rhino Mama project.
Oh, wow. That's good to hear. It's so good to hear that everybody else is chipping in as well. Jaco, tell me, I believe it's quite an interesting story with how you got involved in rhino conservation. Tell us about that.
Yes, my son Tristan was 15 years old and he had to do an oral speech for a subject in school called wildlife management. And so they had to do an oral speech about any type of conservation project. So he came up with the idea to do to breed with rhinos and breed as many as possible rhinos to be able to repopulate Namibia and Africa with rhinos. So when we heard that, we decided then that is what we want to do, and we got involved with that, and yeah, now we are the largest white rhino breeding project in Namibia.
That's amazing stuff. But you also take in, Rhino Mama is all about taking in orphaned rhinos, is that right?
Yes, we also do that. So if there's any reserve that has a orphan because of poaching or whatever, sometimes it's just a mother that abandons the calf. Then we do take in those orphans. We currently have two little ones.
So tell me, Jaco, I believe that, as is so many times the case in Namibia, it is very often about tourism. It's about seeing the animals, but many of the properties, and I believe your property as well, it's actually geared to raising funds for the conservation side of things.
Yes, that's correct. So in 2018, because it's hugely expensive to look after these animals, yeah. Your anti-poaching costs and all of that. So in 2018, we then only registered the Rhino Mama project as a non-profitable organization to help us then raise funds to be able to preserve these animals.
And then tell me about your lodge.
Yeah, so we also in 2018, previously we did not really want to go into tourism because we felt we just more and more people will then know about our rhinos, and we really wanted to sort of keep it a secret, but it's like a catch-22. So we decided then to build a lodge and a bush camp. So it's Kifaru Luxury Tented Lodge and Kifaru Bush Camp, so that we can then use the tourism money also to help save these animals.
Jaco, did this is a thing wat vir baie Namibiërs baie bron van groot kommer is, die feit dat daar soveel onwettige jagterye en goed is van renosters. Sê vir my, hoe voel julle op die grond? Wen ons daai oorlog?
Yes, like, weet jy, dis jammer om te sê, maar ek nie regtig nie. Nee. Ek het vanoggend met iemand anders gepraat. Ons Namibië doen nie sleg met hulle getalle nie. Ja. Maar ons het hierdie jaar weer skielik 'n verskriklike wat het net ontsettend toegeneem het, en dit was in 'n baie kort tydjie wat daar 'n klomp gevalle was van poaching, veral op privaat plase. Ja. En dis baie baie kommerwekkend. Ons het byvoorbeeld as gevolg van dit toe nou besluit om al ons diere te onthoring. Wat ook eintlik hartseer is om ja, basies die horing wat hom so ikonies maak dan nou af te sny. Maar ja, om hulle te veilig te hou teen poachers het ons maar die besluit geneem.
En werk dit? Is dit suksesvol as jy hulle onthoring?
Dit is reg oor Afrika al bewys. Namibia was eintlik 'n baanbreker met dit baie jare gelede al. En dit is uit en uit bewys dat dit maak die dier baie baie veiliger teen stropers, want daar is ons nou net soveel minder horing op sy gesig oor wat hulle kan vat.
Nou ja, dis goed om te hoor, julle manne wat die goeie werk doen op die grond. Ons weet nie altyd baie van wat julle doen nie. Hoe gaan dit met daai twee kleintjies wat julle daar by julle het nou?
Nee, baie baie goed. Ag, hulle dit is maar 'n sensitiewe spesies. Hulle magies is baie sensitief. So al kort het een van hulle maagwerk en dan is weer constipated. Dis maar die hele tyd, maar hulle is baie oulik en gesond en hardloop rond en ek sal ook graag vir julle videootjies aanstuur van hulle. Nee, hulle dit gaan baie goed.
Maar sê nie gou vir my ten slotte Jaco, hulle drink seker 'n weeshuis vol melk.
Hulle is heidiglik drink die tweetjies so 40 liter saam per dag, maar binnekort gaan elkeen van hulle so 30 liter per dag drink. Ons is natuurlik so geseend en ek wil sommer weer hierdie geleentheid gebruik om vir die hele land dankie te sê, want ons het so ongelooflike respons gekry met mense wat vir ons amper toegegooi het onder die melk. So ons hoef tot dusver nie 'n druppel melk te gekoop het.
Dis baie goeie nuus. Enigiemand anders of enige iets anders waarmee mense miskien kan help? Jy het nou 'n forum wat julle miskien wil gebruik?
Ja, ons het 'n give and gain link as mense wil help, soos ek nou net genoem het, dit kos tussen R350 en R400.000 'n maand om hierdie projekte te laat loop. So ons het 'n give and gain link. Hulle kan op ons Facebook blad en ook ons webtuiste. Dis net www.rhinomama.com. Die mama is MOMMO. So dis nie mama nie, dis mama.
Mama. Ja, so dit sê weer daar is www.rhinomama.com. Daar sê, baie dankie Jaco, dis lekker om jou te gesels, julle doen goeie werk, dit is nie altyd, jy weet, mense hoor nie altyd oor wat julle doen nie, maar hou vol met die goeie werk en ons almal ondersteun julle, sê wie julle nodig het en ons laat weet.
Baie dankie vir die geleentheid, lekker dag.
Daar sê, baie dankie, dit is natuurlik wêreldrenosterdag vandag en ja, groot kommer oor die hoeveelheid stropery wat plaasvind, maar met mense soos Jaco op die grond en sy span het ons hoop dat ons hierdie een wel gaan oorkom en ons staan vas agter hulle, so as jy enigstens wil help, gaan maak 'n draai by www.rhinomama.com.